Let's go to New York right now and visit with ABC's Mike Dubusky. It's Tech Tuesday. And Mike, I think all of us are, you know, little tech nerds, especially when we get the most popular laptops from Apple released, including the MacBook Air, which I personally liked when I was teaching at Falcon Middle School. Good morning today.
Good morning. Yeah, the MacBook Air is one of Apple's most popular laptops. It's really popular among students, as you mentioned, but also just people who are wanting to get into the Apple ecosystem to try out an Apple computer for the first time. This is kind of their entry-level laptop. And yesterday we learned that they are getting an update. So for a few years now, Apple has been developing its own processors known as the M series chips. They are currently on the M3, the third generation of this processor. We first got a look at this chip and what it can do in the MacBook Pros, which were announced last year. Now this powerful chip is making its way down to the lower end of the Apple laptop range. So the M3 coming to the MacBook Air. Mainly, you're going to see an improvement here if you do a lot of like high-intensity work, things like video editing on your laptop. This is going to be a little faster when you're exporting those videos. But otherwise, this is a pretty subtle update, meaning if you recently bought an Apple computer, maybe an M2 MacBook of some kind, there's not a ton of reason to upgrade here. But if it's been a while since you've updated your computer, maybe you have an M1 Mac of some kind, or maybe an older Intel chip in your computer, this is going to be a pretty big improvement. And that's kind of what Apple is targeting. They're targeting people who are kind of coming from slightly older computers, if you're willing to buy into the
what about
MacBook range.
Driving this Apple technology, you got a chance to try out the electric Apple car.
Well, not quite. I did get a chance to try out an electric car, but there's sort of two bits of news here. One is that Apple had been developing a car for about 10 years now, as it turns out. But last week, they canceled that project. They got rid of the Apple car project after a decade of development, $10 billion invested, we think. This idea was going to be, it was going to be $100,000. It was going to compete with Tesla. There was an idea there for a little while that was going to be fully autonomous, where there was going to be no steering wheel or pedals or anything wow. like that, and you were just going to get in the car and tell Siri where you wanted to go, and it would take you there. Well, that project proved a little too complicated for Apple, and they said that they are canceling the project as of last week. About 2,000 people, we think, worked on this idea over the course of the decade. Some of those people will move over to Apple's artificial intelligence team, which is notable. Others are going to be laid off. But you're absolutely right. The electric car market is not slowing down, despite the fact that Apple is not going to be making an appearance there. I got a chance to go in a Fisker Ocean, which is a Ooh. New car from a relatively new company. The Fisker name has been around for a little while for one reason or another, but this new company has a midsize SUV. They're calling it the Ocean. It's all electric. It's designed to challenge Tesla's Model Y, which is a very popular electric crossover from that company. And here in New York, I got a chance to take it around sort of lower Manhattan. And if you've ever driven an electric SUV, this will feel very familiar. There's not a ton of noise. It's very fast in a straight line, 3.7 seconds to 60 miles an hour from a standstill. That used to be supercar territory not that long ago. Yeah. Some cool technology as well. There's a Hollywood mode where your 17-inch infotainment screen sort of rotates from portrait mode when you're using navigation or other apps to Hollywood mode, as they're calling it, which is a landscape orientation, so you can watch movies or TV shows while you're waiting for your car to charge. Awesome. Also, California mode. This is a California-based company, in case it was not obvious, that rolls down all the windows in the car, so you get all that fresh air, that fresh California sunshine. I was just going to mention that this company has had some pretty substantial financial difficulties in recent months. Last week, we learned that they don't have enough cash on hand to survive another 12 months. They're looking for a pretty major investment from a major automaker. The rumor has it it's going to be Nissan, but as both Apple and Fisker have learned in recent days, it's really hard to make cars.
And we're up against the clock. Real quick, I just wanted to get some information on the App Store policies, the $2 billion fine from the European Union.
Yeah, that's right. Just very quickly, Apple in the recent days was fined $2 billion by the European Commission over a rule in its App Store that banned apps from advertising different subscription services, potentially cheaper subscription services. This goes back to a complaint that Spotify, the music streaming service, filed in 2020. Spotify, of course, is a subscription-based music streaming platform. Apple runs Apple Music, which is a direct competitor to Spotify. They also run the App Store, which Spotify relies upon in order to access Apple's iPhone audience and customers. So the EU took a look at this, found that that was an anti-competitive practice. They fined them $2 billion, and they're requiring them to change that permission. But an important bit of context, guys, $2 billion sounds like a lot of money to you or me. It's one half of 1% of Apple global turnover.
Well, always good to talk to you. Tech Tuesday, talking tech from New York, ABC's Mike Dubusky. Thanks for the time, as always.
Of course, guys. Take care.